Congress is lifting the windfall elimination program for a few members of the federal workforce. The WEP sometimes can be the barrier between an extra $400 a month in Social Security benefits and not $400 a month in Social Security benefits. Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, and looking at what the WEP removal means. What is the windfall elimination provision in the first place, Tammy? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure. Hi, Francis. Well, the windfall elimination provision has been around for well over 30 years now, and it's Congress's way of, I guess you could say, leveling the playing field of Social Security for people who haven't paid into it their full career. So for CSRS retirees and others who haven't paid into Social Security during their careers, if they do qualify for Social Security benefits, their benefit's going to be computed under a modified formula so that their benefit actually gets reduced, as you said, by around $400 a month. And it was all because Social Security was designed to provide a tilted formula, to provide more to those who earn less and less to those who earn more as a form of insurance for people who, you know, retired and couldn't make the same money they were making before, and for those who weren't able to save as much as those who might have made more income. So the windfall provision has been a thorn in the side of federal retirees' backs for, like I said, well over 30 years. And there has been a little bit of action there, but not really to benefit federal retirees.
You say that AFSCME and NARF and others have been trying to get this repealed for a long time. Nothing's really happened about it. What prompted this change in Congress to get at least a few employees out from underneath it?
Well, actually, this wasn't even a change in Congress. This was a class action lawsuit that was fought out in court by a man, his last name was Greenberg, who was receiving a National Institute of Israel pension. It's kind of like Israel's form of Social Security. And so he qualified for that, as many people have done, apparently, and also qualified for our Social Security system. And he was always, you know, all of those folks had always been affected by the windfall provision, just like civil service retirees. But they fought this out in court, and they won their battle. And according to the results of the court case, they will no longer be affected by the windfall and are due to get some money back.
Is it possible that this could spread other places, that other groups of employees could look at the success of this case and go, maybe we should give that a try?
Well, yeah. In fact, I think according to NARF, some information I saw on NARF, National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association website, it had been thought about to fight this as a class action suit for federal retirees, but based on past experience with similar type court cases, they didn't think that would get any traction. So maybe this will set a precedent to show that maybe it will. So we'll see what happens.
You have some numbers.
At least it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, a few employees is better than zero employees being out from underneath it. You have some numbers in your column in GovExec this week about it. We have a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Tammy Flanagan of the National Institute of Transition Planning is my guest. And I'm not really the best numbers guy in the world. So as I go through these numbers that you have in your column this week, where should I focus to understand the potential impact here?
Well, it's close to 1 million federal, state, and local government retirees who are currently affected by the windfall. And as more people retire, that number increases by over 60,000 retirees a year. So it's a huge number of people who are receiving reduced Social Security benefits as a result of this law that passed, like I said, back in 83. So it's never really gone away. Whenever it passed in Congress, that's when people started fighting against it, and that fight has continued ever since. There are currently two proposals in Congress, two bills that are in the House right now that would eliminate and repeal the windfall provision. But there have been similar bills over the past 30 years, so they've never really gotten very far, and I doubt this year that they'll get much farther. So, but we don't we continue to hold out hope.
It's something
will change.
It sounds like the court case means that it's compared to the legislative remedy. It sounds like it's something that somebody's going to have to be forced to fix, rather than they'll fix because they think it's a good idea.
That's the way it looks to me as well, Francis. But it's a step in the right direction for those who are supporting a repeal of the windfall provision.
The questions that people ask you about this, is where does this rank? Is this something that's even on people's radar screens, or is this kind of coming out of the blue, do you think, for a lot of people?
Well, I think those people who are already retired, and as you know, the majority of federal employees who are currently in the workforce are under FERS, and they're not affected by this, so it's only going to affect those under the old civil service retirement system. So I don't run into too many people complaining about it anymore because I just, frankly, don't run into that many CSRS employees anymore. But those who are retired, and there's plenty of them living in retirement who could be receiving a much higher Social Security benefit if this particular provision didn't affect them. And as Mike Causey has called it, he calls these the evil twins. We got the windfall provision, and the one we didn't talk about today but is just as devastating is the government pension offset. And both of them do affect CSRS retirees pretty significantly when it comes to claiming Social Security benefits.
I've read a column or two of Mike's about the evil twins. What's the other one?
The government
Explain that one.
Yeah, that one is when a civil service retiree is qualified for spousal benefits under their spouse's Social Security record. That one's even worse because it's not just a reduction in benefits, it's usually a complete elimination of them. And it's what's so devastating about the government pension offset is that most people don't figure out they're affected by it until they claim their benefit and find out it's not there. So for mainly women who may not have worked as many years in the workforce, maybe didn't work as high of salaries, oftentimes it's when their husband passes away and they go to claim the Social Security widow's benefit and find out that because they're a CSRS retiree, that two-thirds of their civil service retirement is counted against their eligibility for any Social Security widow's benefits, and that usually just eliminates their entitlement altogether. So they end up not getting anything.
I'm going to shift gears for a minute, Tammy, and I see good news reported in Fed Times that all the provisions that were in the House Republicans' budget plan that would affect federal employees seem to have all come out at the last minute. And I imagine the folks that you're hearing from are really happy about all that because these are some of these things were things that folks had been nervous about happening for a long time.
Exactly, yeah. So it looks like a lot of what we were fearing for the worst is being removed from that budget bill. So that's the good news. And federal employees' retirements seem to stay pretty well intact so far, at least. So we're hoping that stays that way throughout the year as the budget process moves along.
It strikes me that if they're out now, the odds that they were in there and have been taken out and would be put back in somewhere later in the process. I mean, I know Congress can do anything they want, but it seems that'd be a pretty convoluted track to get to.
Yeah, and I think some of the things that were in there, frankly, were pretty severe. So I'm glad to see that they have been put on the shelf, and at least for now. And I don't think we'll see them again this year. But it's something we do worry about from year to year. And every year we have this same process that we go through in Congress. And some of these things do get put back on the table in the next budget. So for right now, we're safe.